Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 86 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for May 25th is: what is something you are capable of doing but have been afraid to execute? Write down three reasons why you are hesitant. Now feel the fear and go out and do it anyway. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of pursuing your dreams. Have you ever seen the movie The Sandlot? It's one of my favorites. And even if you don't like baseball, and even if you're an adult, I have a feeling you'll still like it. The movie is set in California in the 1960s, and it's told through the point of view of Scotty Smalls, a new kid who's just moved to town and doesn't know anybody. He's a shy kid who doesn't have a lot of experience playing sports. When his mom urges him to go out and make friends, he comes up with excuse after excuse. He feels like he's not cool because he doesn't know how to play baseball. He wants to stay inside and build things with his erector set, and sometimes he's just passive-aggressive and shrugs her off. Eventually, Scotty works up enough courage to head to the sandlot and try to make friends, but he doesn't make a good first impression. His attempt to throw the baseball in front of the other boys results in maybe the most embarrassing moment in his life. He runs home and has given up on the prospects of making any friends. But the next day, the coolest kid from the sandlot and the best player in the whole neighborhood, Benny, comes and asks Scotty to give it another try and come to the sandlot and play baseball. At first, Scotty shakes him off as he doesn't want to further embarrass himself. Then he says he can't play because his glove is broken. But Benny pulls out his extra glove that he says Scotty can borrow. Scotty finally agrees, and with a little coaching and friendship from Benny, he quickly makes friends and has a summer to remember. The climax of the movie takes place when Scotty gets the boys in trouble by hitting a home run into the backyard of Mr. Myrtle, who lives next to the sandlot. This is just the latest of many balls the boys have lost because there's a huge dog they call the Beast who scares the boys from going over the fence to get the balls. But this baseball is a little different, as it's a ball signed by Babe Ruth that belonged to Scotty's stepdad, and Scotty took it without permission. After multiple attempts to get the ball back, Benny gets a visit in a dream one night from Babe Ruth. The Babe tells Benny to just hop over the fence and get it. Benny doesn't understand how conquering his fear of the Beast could be that simple. The Babe tells Benny, quote, "There's heroes and there's legends. Heroes get remembered, but legends never die. Follow your heart, you'll never go wrong." End quote. As we pursue our dreams, we can't be afraid of what results we may or may not get. If we're following our heart, we will eventually be able to achieve our vision of who we were created to be, and that legacy will never die. The Babe also tells Benny that everybody gets one chance to do something special with their lives. I would have to disagree with that. I think every day we are presented with opportunities to pursue our dreams and make life better for those around us. And when we do encounter those opportunities, we need to do less thinking with our mind and let our heart guide us to take action. So how about you? What is something you are capable of doing, but you're afraid to execute? What are the excuses and the reasons you create that make you hesitant? There's absolutely nothing wrong with being scared. Pursuing our dreams is scary stuff. If it's not scary, then it's probably not big enough for us. Actually, being scared or nervous or having butterflies actually shows that we care. And if we ever get to the point where we don't feel some kind of emotion when we pursue our dreams, then that's not a good sign. But just like every other aspect of writing our own stories, it's not about what we feel. It's about how we respond to our feelings and the actions we take to eliminate our regrets and fears. So feel the fear and go out and pursue your dreams anyway. Feel the fear and write your own story anyway. Feel the fear and give your students a better version of you every day.